It's time for the truth. Will you join us in the study of the precious Word of God, that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? That's always our goal. That's we have a study of the precious Word each and every week. I hope that you're able to join us many times, and I know that many folks listen, and I thank and praise you that we can have the opportunity to proclaim God's Word and that you're enjoying it. So each and every week we come with the Word of God. Today we're going to change just a little bit. I hope that you don't mind that we take today and use it as this is Memorial Day weekend, and we are going to have an opportunity to look at what the Word of God meant to our founding fathers. And so it's going to be kind of did you know kind of day. And so I hope that you enjoy the study today as we look at the Word of God. Before we get any further, I would like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. You could write to us if you like, and I'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And we have some 500 messages up on that site right now of Bible studies and of the Sunday message. Also, you'll find our Constitution, the Plan of Salvation, all will be found at the website. So please look into it if you would like. We have a couple of one announcement that I would like to make, and that is that on Monday, I have the opportunity to participate in the service down at Warsaw. And so I would like for you to join us if you could. It's at 10 o'clock at the Oakland Cemetery in Warsaw. It's a city cemetery. I will give you directions to it if you are not familiar with the area. If you would like to come down, it's always a wonderful service as we meet out at the cemetery honoring those that have bought and paid with their lives our freedom. And so please join us, and let me give you some quick directions to the cemetery. If you're familiar at all with Warsaw, if not, there's only one four-way stop, a light there at the intersection. Come into Warsaw, come to the four-way stop, and turn south on 6th Street. You know, Casey's is right there at the intersection if you're wondering where the four-way stop is. You find Casey's, you'll find the street there, and you'll turn down 6th Street, and 6th Street turns into Harris. And as you go down that street, you seem like you're almost leaving town. You go down a hill, back up another hill, and you'll come to Mill Street. And on Mill Street, you're going to turn back to the east or to the left, and you go down that road a fair distance, and you're going to find Cemetery Road. And the Cemetery Road is, you will turn right. It's the only way you can turn. It's just a T. And so turn down the Cemetery Road, and you'll run right into the city cemetery. And so please that you come and join us. It starts at 10 o'clock, and just don't miss it. It'll be an opportunity to show and to honor those that have paid that ultimate debt, and so they've given their lives so that we can be free, so that we can preach the gospel. And so please come and be a part of that. Let's begin with prayer now before we start this kind of a history lesson, a history study. So please that you let's go to the Lord in prayer now. Father, thank you. We just thank you for this opportunity to come, and I ask that you'll bless this study, this history study. Father, you know that folks have forgotten your word, or maybe never have studied your word. But today we're going to come together, and as we do each week, study your precious word. We have lost in our land the same history. We have lost not only your precious word to guide us, but also we have lost what our founding fathers have put into place that will keep us free. And so, Father, I just ask that you'll guide and lead us each day. and direct us today, especially as we come together on this day before Memorial Day. And I ask that you will guide me as we go through these things. I ask that you'll bless everyone that is listening today. And I hope we learn something. I hope we learn the truth. That's our purpose with this program, proclaiming the truth. And so as we look at these things, and it's kind of a did-you-know time, Father, have everybody listen. And please, again, bless this. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We enjoy this free country, and I certainly thank my God every day for being born in this land. But the question comes, what makes this nation, in its 200-year life, it's such short life, and yet 200 years we have survived as a republic. What makes this nation so great? It has created more wealth than all the rest of the world combined. How can that be? This nation only holds 5%, approximately 5% of the population. And yet this nation has outdistanced all other nations of the world in its inventions, with the medical field, with the medicines, in energy, agricultural, science. Oh, it is such a wonderful day to live in this land. What has made this nation so great? I've got some did you knows that I would like to share with you. And when we look at these did you knows, I want you to really, really ask yourself, did you know that one of the seals that was proposed for our American seal, did you know that one of those was Israel led by God's pillar of fire? And that was the top curve of the seal. Israel led by God's pillar of fire. And the next was liberty under God's law. And below that was man's inalienable birthright of freedom. Can you imagine that today how our land and our government has tried to be so politically correct that we can't pray in public, we can't pray to our God, we can't lift up the name of Jesus, and yet the God our founding fathers knew and felt that his leadership brought them to possess and had to have the wisdom of making the Constitution, to do the Constitution, to have the Bill of Rights. Oh, without question, they felt God's leadership. But can you imagine? Israel led by God's pillar of fire. That pillar of fire led Israel out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, to Mount Sinai, and then up to the Promised Land. God's leadership. We certainly need it today. And again, the middle part was liberty under God's law and man's inalienable birthright of freedom. I know you've heard of the Liberty Bell. It can be found in Independence Hall in Philadelphia. And that Liberty Bell was given as a gift for the centennial anniversary celebration of 1876. It's 100 years after our founding fathers put all this in place. But did you know what's written, inscribed upon the Liberty Bell? Around the crown of the Liberty Bell, it is glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. You'll find that in Luke chapter 2, verse 14. You see, 100 years after our founding fathers put this in place, they still believed in the Word of God. How about around the lip of the Liberty Bell? It is, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." You'll find that in Leviticus 25:10. Did you know? Most folks don't know what our founding fathers stood for. And even as late as the days of Abraham Lincoln. And let me read for you what Abraham Lincoln has signed. It is a declaration, a proclamation that was given to him for his signature. Now let me read it. And you think, where did this come from? Well, I'll tell you. Listen carefully. "We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. We have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. And whereas is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord." Now listen, listen, who has written this? "Whereas the Senate of the United States, devoutly recognizing the supreme authority and just government of Almighty God in all the affairs of men and of nations, by a resolution requested the President to designate and set apart a day of national prayer and humiliation." Prayer and humiliation. This was signed by President Abraham Lincoln. The Senate has written this proclamation. President Lincoln signed this proclamation. Did you know our founding fathers, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, they were hunted down by the British for treason? 56 of the signers literally risked everything fighting for our nation's freedom. Each one became a marked man. Some were captured while others, like Jefferson, escaped. 9 of the signers died as a result of the war, but all were driven from their homes at one time or another. 5 were captured, imprisoned, and abused. 17 signers lost everything they owned, including 12 who had their homes completely burned. Several lost their wives and families. 1 lost all 13 of his children. In the end, the 56 signers kept his word to mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. What gave our founding fathers the strength, the direction to bring together the Constitution, to write this Declaration of Independence that has stood strong for so many years, that made our nation great? What has brought our founding fathers this strength was the very motto they stood by: In God we trust. In God we trust. I hope that you have studied your history, true history, not some of our history books of today, because many times history can be changed by a little alteration with a pencil here or there. Because many today hate the republic that we live in. And it's not only enemies of an outside world. We have those enemies in this country that want to change what our founding fathers have given us. And they want to change the God that gave it to them. And that's what they're trying to do. And on this Memorial Day, on these days that we come together, and as we go out to the cemetery tomorrow, we're going to remember those that have died to keep us free. Well, we need to first remember the God that has handed that freedom to us. Did you know that the Word of God was first and foremost in the minds of our founding fathers, and especially in Washington and Franklin and Adams? Did you know that George Washington, that he desired to do one thing, and that's to please God? That was his prayer. In all the great things that we look in the history books that he has accomplished, he wanted to please God, and that is where his strength came from. Did you know that in the first 100 years of our existence of our country, that the leaders, judges, those in power, in authority, most of them were in agreement that if you did not believe that there is a creator of this world, if you were an atheist, you were insane, you're crazy, you're mad? That's the way they looked at the Word of God. That a person that would think that there was not a superior being, someone much superior than us, that has made this for us, if you didn't believe that, you're crazy, you're insane. I've got a couple of things that I would like to quote for you. One is concerning President George Washington, and this is in his farewell address. Listen carefully. let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. Reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail to the exclusion of religious principles. George Washington. Benjamin Franklin. Here is the fundamental points that he wanted taught in the schools. There exists a Creator who made all things, and mankind should recognize and worship Him. The Creator has revealed a moral code of behavior for happy living, which distinguishes right from wrong. The Creator holds mankind responsible for the way they treat each other. All mankind live beyond this life. In the next life, mankind are judged for their conduct in this one. That was the 5 points that Benjamin Franklin wanted to be taught in the school, and practically all the founding fathers, the signers of the Declaration of Independence and of the Constitution agreed with that. Patrick Henry, in 1787, wanted to establish a bill establishing a provision for teachers of Christian religion. Our founding fathers stood upon the Word of God. They knew it was necessary if we're to survive. And it would be a most terrible day if the day comes that we lose our freedom. And we will lose our freedom if this land and this country does not repent and turn back to God. When I read that proclamation that the Senate had written for the signature of Abraham Lincoln, can you see any part of our Congress doing that today? You see, they knew who to praise. They knew who to honor. And the enemies of our republic know what it's going to take to destroy this republic, and that is to take the presence of God and His Word away. There's been many means to do that. They have taken the Word of God and through rewriting and new versions of the Bible to make it politically correct, all that weakens and destroys the Word of God. We need to stay with its truth. We need to stand upon the Word of God. I've stayed with the old King James. I'm not leaving the King James. I love the Word of God, and I preach the Word of God, and I tell the truth when it comes to the Word of God. And I know that the only means of salvation is through Jesus Christ our Lord. I know that because the Word of God says that. And our founding fathers put many things in place with our Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And we need to stand for it because I believe it was God-given. And our founding fathers knew that. God's law was put into place so that by these laws, man could live a safe, prosperous, peaceable life. Our founding fathers put these laws into place just for that reason. And all you have to do is look to history, into history, into the truth, and you'll find that our founding fathers loved, knew, and trusted the Word of God. They didn't question it. Not like of today. This day being Memorial Day weekend, again, I would hate to think that one person has died in vain. And they will have died in vain if we allow the freedom of this land to slip away from us. So I ask you that you come out to the cemetery tomorrow. There's a lot of activities in other areas going on. Attend one of them and stand there and think about what those young men and young women, what they have given. They've given their life. Many have left families as our signers of the Declaration of Independence. One lost 13 of all 13 of his children. Well, we have the same. Many have lost everything that they had in the name of freedom. Well, our God gave his only begotten Son that we can be free. And if you come by faith to the Lord Jesus, you will be set free. So I only have not only have freedom spiritually, but I also have freedom in this land. And it's a freedom that's worth fighting for. But it is a freedom that's slipping away, as is the Word of God. God's Word is never changing, and yet man continues to change it. And the truth is slipping away. And the less we have of the truth, the less power that comes with it. And so less folks are saved. And the evil of this world continues to grow. I just ask today that you don't take your freedom for granted. And please attend the Memorial Day service tomorrow. I hope you're in church today to come to hear the Word of God. And not only be a good Christian, serving the Lord, praising the Lord, knowing Jesus as your Savior, but also let's be a patriot. Let's stand for this wonderful land that we have been handed. And let's acknowledge those that have given their life to allow the freedom to be there. But let's do not, never, ever, ever forget the God that led our founding fathers to the Constitution that we stand upon. This Declaration of Independence. Where do you think it was found that all men are created equal? No other land, no other nation stands on such a law, such a rule, and it was found in the Word of God, the God that has kept us free all these years. Let's don't turn against our God, and let's stand for this great nation. As each time we finish the program, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?